The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com. BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Hey, everybody, this is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Thanks for tuning in and listening to us this morning. On this week's show, we're going to have on Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, and we're going to talk about all the programs available for the month of July for everyone to enjoy, whether it's you, your buddies, you and your family, just you yourself. Get out and enjoy some of the Forest Preserve District that's only less than 45 minutes away from wherever you live in Cook County. Then we're going to have on Randy Smith, who is the wetland wildlife biologist. Actually, I think he's the wildlife biologist for the state of Illinois. And we're going to talk about the up-and-coming duck blind drawing. That's right. Throughout the state of Illinois, it's going to be happening through the middle to the end of July. And we're going to maybe talk a little bit about some of the historical impact duck hunting has had on Illinois and what it's going to be in the past, what it was in the past, and what it's going to be in the future. All of that sounds pretty cool to me. We will then have on in our last segment of the show the Aiden Fishing Report, Captain Tony's report from Lake Michigan, and other outdoor news and more fishing reports from the area. It's a packed show, so don't go away, but remember to tell all your friends to listen to us on the new free ESPN Chicago app, or go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors for information about the outdoors with our video fishing report and more reports from across the country. Sit back and enjoy. We've got a lot of show here for you. Hey, but one of the things I wanted to mention, everybody, is this weekend, 4th of July, please let the experts do the fireworks. Go to an event, see the fireworks. You don't need to danger yourself or your family, your house, or your children, or the neighbors. Please let the professionals handle the fireworks. I know it's a big temptation, but safety should be the number one thing. Also, we've just got off from a pretty big blow from the north and northeast on Lake Michigan. And we're getting reports the other day of waves up to 9 feet, riptides, everything else. That's going to change a lot of the action going on Lake Michigan. So I'm going to want you to make sure that you listen to Captain Tony's report, because he'll tell us exactly what's going to be going on out there. And like I said, the fish didn't leave. Things just got a little bit different. Maybe instead of chasing cohos, we're going to chase lake trout for a week or two until the cohos come back down, because what's the famous line? Find the buffet table of bait fish and you'll find the coho and kings real close by. So once again, we have lots of outdoor information, a lot of things to bring to you. And you know what? There's only one way to do it, and that's through Chauncey's Great Outdoors. So pour yourself a cup of coffee. Maybe you're listening to us later in the day. Pour yourself some soda pop, having a sandwich, or just kind of like sitting outside or sitting in a boat listening to us. There's nothing wrong with that. Once again, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, the number one most listened to outdoor radio program in the Midwest. We'll be right back. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is on the road again, so mark your calendars for August 7th from 6 to 7 a.m. for our live remote indoors at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois at 31st and Wolf Road. We'll have a show packed with fun, prizes, special guests, and more. All at the live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs at 31st and Wolf Road, August 7th from 6 to 7 a.m. Don't miss this once-a-year extravaganza. Illinois Department of Public Health rules for face masks apply.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week or camping or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, yes, 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 it's the master of all information and knowledge of the Forest Preserve Districts of Cook County. This is the guy who knows every little program, every little activity, whether you're 4 years old or 440. Mr. Tim Mondel knows exactly what's going on. How's that, Tim?
Speechless. I'm speechless. I don't know how to respond. It was a great introduction. That was better than my wedding day. I appreciate that.
There you go. Don't say that too loud. She might hear you.
I hope so. No, wait, what? No. Wow. I don't know how to live up to that, but that's great. I appreciate it, Johnson.
No problem.
I do.
Tim, the forest preserves have literally blown the doors open. That's the best thing I can say is they've blown the doors open and have said, come on out, everybody, and let's have some fun, right?
That's correct. What we're trying to do, obviously, with everything in terms of the Cook County region opening up again, post-pandemic, middle pandemic, however you describe it, it's allowed us to kind of get back to the things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned this in the last month, 2 months, but now you're actually starting to see some large-scale programs coming out. For example, this month, we have Kids Fest. It's our annual Kids Fest at Wampum. It usually draws in anywhere from 4,000 or 5,000 people. I don't know what the numbers will be this year. Again, I think everybody's kind of taking it easy, and some people are just kind of going out there and say, I'm just going to do it, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, we have large-scale programs. We still have smaller, more intimate programs. We have night programs, we got camping, name it, we should have it.
And that's the interesting thing, because there are so many things for people to participate and go to. And, you know, what's the old line? You're never more than 45 minutes from a forest preserve, you know, location, nature center or some program, et cetera. And it's, I think a lot of people don't realize all of the things that are there, because it used to be, and I am not trashing anybody prior to, you know, our current administration, but, you know, what was the forest preserves? It was a lot of land, picnic groves, and it was nature centers. And that was it. That's not on the docket anymore. There's programs for hikes. There's programs for education. There's programs for you know, daytime, nighttime hiking, there's paddling programs, there's, as you mentioned, camping. I mean, literally, there is so much now available in the forest preserves. We just have to teach people through Chauncey's Great Outdoors to get out and enjoy it.
It's a good avenue to get started on it. No, I agree. Our department, that's kind of what our goal is. You know, what one person experiences is not the same for the other, and that's fine. That let's embrace that, and then let's offer a variety of different things that might cater to what people are looking forward to.
Yeah.
You have these annual larger events. We usually have them in different districts or different regions throughout the county.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have these programs at nature centers, you know, where they do the what's on the menu, so you can learn the species that they have there and their diet and their habits and so forth. You know, one of my colleagues, for example, Chauncey, they do the mini insect fest that's going to be up at Cummings Square sometime in July. And that's kind of cool. I mean, I don't know what it's like for everybody else. I certainly can't speak for them, but
yeah.
My son would love to be over there. What 2.5-year-old wouldn't?
That's just it. You know, you take a kid. You know, maybe you don't like insects. Trust me, the kids do.
They do. Yes, they do. And they love every bit of it.
Yeah. What are some of the other big programs you got?
Yeah, absolutely. So I mentioned Kids Fest. It's going to be Saturday the 10th over at Wampum. And then Mini Insect Fest, which is going to be on the 15th at Cummings Square,
mm-hmm.
in that River Forest region. Couple more large-scale events that we have going on. It's our inaugural Dog Days of Summer, emphasis on dog days. It's a dog-friendly event that we're going to do up at Beck Lake, which is one of our pet-friendly regions throughout Cook County. That's going to be on the 17th. The annual outdoor block party is going to take place. That's going to be at Camp Shabona Woods in the Calumet region. That's actually going to be, Chauncey, one of our five campgrounds. So it's cool if you live in that region or if you visited a couple of the campgrounds but you're curious about what the other ones look like, head out there. That's going to take place on the 17th as well. And my family has grown, so I might actually participate in this one depending on how well the kids nap. But there's a family game day at Thatcher Woods on Saturday the 31st. Pre-pandemic, they did an adult game night before. This is a central zone that did it, and it was really well received. So I think now what they're trying to do is just draw more folks out and some of the younger groups. So now they're going to do a family game day.
Wow. That's so cool. And once again, you know, just if you're going to be in these large groups, highly recommended that you wear a mask, just be, you know, for, you know, safety cautions. But, you know, if you're, most of these programs are all outside, right?
Correct. Yeah. If you're indoors, so our pavilions are open, you know, and the nature centers are open, but you still have to wear masks, especially if you're using the restrooms. But if you're outdoors, which most of them are, to your point, masks have to be worn when you can't actually socially distance or physically distance yourself. We still have to follow guidelines. That's kind of what we're doing. We want people to come out and have a great experience, but part of that is feeling safe and comfortable. So when you do participate, just make sure you're following everything that we have.
Yeah. What other programs you got kicking out there that I don't know about?
Yeah, absolutely. I know it's warm. I know it's been rainy, but still summertime, and all we can think about is camping. So my colleagues in the camping department there offer three different camping 101s. They're introductory basic level, so you can gain some experience. There's a lot of people out there who aren't really familiar with camping. They've seen it. They've seen, oh, I could pop up a tent. Well, now's your chance to try it. Learn a little bit about cooking and a few other things over the campfire areas. So we have those. We have an array of different walks and hikes, kind of circling beginning the conversation this morning. We each hike, each walk is a little bit different. It caters to different needs and different desires. So we have fitness hikes. We have walk and talks where you're getting a little bit more of the historical or special subject significance. You know, there's a dragonfly and damselfly walk at Sagwa on Wednesday the 7th. They're going to do some forest walks on Sunday the 11th. And then we have different wellness walks and summer hikes. So those are a little bit smaller. Chauncey, those are probably things where, like, the event might take on 20 people just because if a guide is actually facilitating this interpreter, it's too difficult to reach out to 40 people. You're going to be yelling and screaming over people, and it's going to draw away any of the flora and fauna or anything else that you're supposed to be looking at. So we try to keep those a little bit smaller and registration-based. One of my staff is she really, really enjoys wood carving. She's like one of her niches. And so she's going to try something new. I've mentioned before we do a woodworking with invasives where we typically use the European buckthorn as that as the guise of the muse. In this one, trying to keep with the camping theme, we're going to do spoon carving. So that should be really cool.
Oh, yeah.
That one will be cool. We're going to do that on the 28th at Caldwell Woods on the northwest side of Chicago. Something different, something unique. And then for those interested in evening hikes, we have a handful of them as well. I don't know if I've mentioned it before in the show. I probably should have. But Little Red Schoolhouse in the Willow Springs region, they do quite a bit of evening programs. You're actually going to see probably more evening than daytime, just because that's what they're focusing on these days. So you're going to see a sunset walk. You might see a Batty for Bat night hike. We're also going to do a twilight walk that's going to take place. And this is kind of cool, too. Our friends of the Chicago River, colleagues that we work with quite a bit, they're going to offer a moonlight paddle on Saturday the 24th that's going to paddle like lagoons 4 and 5 out of the Skokie Lagoons region.
Oh.
And then you're going to end up with a little campfire in the evening and kind of experience the moonlight in a different setting.
When is that again?
Saturday the 24th.
I think I may have to go to that one. I might have to just go to that one. That sounds like
Chauncey, they usually take about 30, 32 people, give or take. There's a fee associated with it, but it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to get out on the water, people don't realize that there's a bald eagle nest there. You know, you've got a kingfisher brigade. It's gorgeous.
Exactly.
Especially at nighttime.
Hey, the other thing is, for you people that are really health conscious, not me or you, buddy, but you know, I know you guys are doing yoga at, like, Dan Ryan Woods on the 7th, and you're also doing it, Dan, I know you're doing it at Dan Ryan Woods, and you're doing it someplace else. You're doing a yoga class out there in nature, and Whistler Woods in Riverdale. I mean, you know, that's kind of a neat thing to do. Open Play Nature Day. One of the cool, I mean, if you want to be, I wish I was 9 years old. No, I wish I was 7 years old. But at the Dan Ryan Woods, which they have a great playground, but it's a natural playground. With
correct.
Where you could crawl around on stuff. And I mean, you know, I'm like, people, this is in our own backyard.
Well, and there's an emphasis. We've all been cooped up for way too long. Nobody knew. Mm-hmm. You almost don't want to have to think about what's happened over the last 16 months or whatever. But if you live even 30 minutes away, I mean, you think about that. People drive 45 minutes sometimes to go see a movie at the right theater or wherever they might want to go for that night.
Mm-hmm.
Drive 30 minutes to Dan Ryan Woods. You can check out the Nature Play site. It's brand new. There's a visitor center if you can get more information from there. They'll, as you've mentioned, they'll do yoga sometimes in or outside of the pavilion.
Yeah.
We'll do it in different parts of the county. There's, for those who are just want to get away and be absorbed into nature, we do these forest therapy walks and wellness walks
mm-hmm.
where we have certified interpreters facilitate these.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all talking about what's really, really important to us.
Oh, yeah.
We've known that over the last, as I mentioned, you know, in 16, 18 months. This is a great opportunity.
Yeah.
All these things are free.
Yeah.
Come out. Check it out.
The other cool thing is, now, you know, everybody thinks of the nature centers and different things, but the Sagawa Environmental Learning Center, got it right this time, didn't I? in Lamont, which is basically like Route 83 and Archer Avenue, I think it is. It's in that area. But the cool thing is, you know, they a little bit more, they're great for young kids and older kids like me, like you and but even older kids like me, but you know a dragonfly and damselfly walk. I mean, here you know you've been seeing these things flying in your background, flying around a pond. Well, they're gonna say, "Hey, this is what's this, this is what's that," and it's like, "Wow, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool." Oh, gee whiz, that was pretty cool. It's back to the old gee whiz factor, you know.
It's getting back to discovering some of the things that we as kids loved and how far back people can remember. For me, it's a little less, probably all the concussions. But point being is you get back to that child state of mind and the innocence is there. You mm-hmm. just enjoy it for its purity, for just the love of it. I think they're doing a wildflower painting, too, sometime this month, which you're going to see, again, pulling in maybe the artistic or non-artistic side. There's no judging here. We just kind of go out there and get as much out of it as we can.
Yeah.
If that's what we focus on, Chauncey, if that's what we're trying to do,
mm-hmm.
it's inevitable it's going to have success.
Yeah.
It's inevitable.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you go to the fpdcc.com and you go on events, you're just going to go, holy, no wonder why Chauncey and Tim keep going on and on and on. And we don't even cover them all. That's the fun thing.
No,
you know?
We don't. I give you an abbreviated version. I go through all these as best as I can and try to get them. But there are probably mm-hmm. another dozen in there.
Yeah.
And for those that maybe are a little bit concerned about getting out right now or just can't because some other factors are not allowing it, we do virtual programs too. They're doing like a day hiking leadership program doing virtually. They're going to do a program talking about the importance of water in this current climate crisis that we're seeing, we're experiencing. So there's just quite a bit going on right now that it should lend its hand to anybody for anything that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, look for next month. We're probably going to be offering it. We tried to change it up a little bit.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. I mean, literally, there's, I can't tell you, but you just get out there, enjoy it, be part of nature, you know, see, touch, smell, everything. It is just going to be a marvelous thing. And if you'd want to do any programs, guess what you can do? You can just find a picnic table, sit down, and listen to nature all around you, and let all your cares be taken away. If I want to get more information about the forest preserves and the events, what do I do?
Visit the website at fpdcc.com.
Mm-hmm.
For those that are interested in something specific, I don't think I've mentioned to you on the show at least often, but you can always email experience.nature. It's cookcountyil.gov.
Mm-hmm.
Again, experience.nature@cookcountyil.gov.
Cool. Sounds good to me, my friend. Tim, thanks for coming on.
Appreciate it being on once again, sir. Take care.
Yeah, that's Tim Mondal, everybody. I've somebody we could do an entire hour on stuff to do in the outdoors for the whole family. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is on the road again, so mark your calendars for August 7th from 6 to 7 a.m. for our live remote indoors at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois at 31st and Wolf Road. We'll have a show packed with fun, prizes, special guests, and more, all at the live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs at 31st and Wolf Road, August 7th from 6 to 7 a.m. Don't miss this once-a-year extravaganza. Illinois Department of Public Health rules for face masks apply. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week or camping or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Oh, the phone is ringing. Let's see who's on the phone. Well, everyone, say good morning to Randy Smith, who's the wildlife biologist for the state of Illinois, but his forte is wetlands program, which means he's in charge of ducks and geese, right?
Yeah, that's right, Chauncey.
Randy, besides being someone who is a biologist who loves everything that is in the great outdoors and is, like I said, you know, he's the wetlands program director, the coolest thing is he's also a duck hunter. And a goose hunter. And we could probably do an entire month of shows just talking about duck and goose hunting. But, Randy, we got this is like a big time coming up this month, isn't it, in July?
Yeah. Some great news came out recently. We're going to be able to, the department is going to be able to host its annual traditional duck blind allocation drawings as we have in most years in the past. I had to take a little break last year, but they are back on and scheduled for this year to, you know, get new folks in those duck blinds on state areas.
Mm-hmm. And what, you know, maybe a lot of people don't really understand is there is a lot of places. Yes, there's private, because so, you know, 98% of Illinois is privately owned. There's a lot of privately owned places that duck hunt that people do, but there's a lot of state areas. I cut my teeth duck hunting on state areas, and I had a great time, and it was a lot of fun. And from the north to the south, from the east to the west, there's tons of places, aren't there?
Yeah, there really are. I mean, specifically for the duck blind drawing, I'd have to count them up, but I guess there's probably, from the Mississippi River pools all the way over to Mazonia, you know, across kind of the northern tier of the state and the chain. You know, down through the Illinois River Valley and some other places along the Mississippi and other various lakes and wetlands. You know, there's probably 20 or 30 or so areas that we draw for. And then just in terms of places to duck hunt, you know, if you grab one of our digest of hunting and trapping regulation booklets and flip to the back, and then it gives the list of tables, the tables of all the different sites in the state you can hunt. If you total up all the places that have duck hunting allowed, it's over 100 places on essentially DNR managed or DNR allowed areas. So there really are a lot of opportunities. They're not always terribly close to home or you know, easy to find, but there are a bunch of them out there if you're dedicated and willing to look for them.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things about the duck blind drawing, you know, and what a duck blind drawing is in these 26 to 30 areas across Illinois, as you mentioned, Mississippi River. I'm just going to rattle a few of them that are, you know, in the northeast Illinois. Chain of Lakes State Park, mm-hmm. Des Plaines State Fish and Wildlife Area, Kankakee River State Park, Mazonia State Fish, Shabana Lake, Sinisippi Lake, and Williams Power State Recreation Area. geez, that's basically in downtown Chicago, folks. You know, not really, but it's on the state line. But, you know, these areas, when someone goes to the drawing, these blind drawings, and they win the chance to have that blind for a year, right?
That's right. It depends a little bit throughout the state. We have some areas where we draw for 2 years, some areas where we draw for 3 years, but all those in Northeast Illinois and then along the Illinois River are all one-year allocations.
Right. And the Mississippi River, I know, is two-year draws and stuff like that.
Yeah, yep. And then down around the confluence of the Illinois and Mississippi, those are three-year blinds down there. But so once a hunter draws successfully, they can put their name as well as two other names on that blind, and then there's different claiming procedures depending on the site, whether the site's a check station site or not a check station site. But basically, they have the ability to hunt that blind every day of the season, or some sites, I guess, are a little more restrictive than that, but primarily every day of the season or every day that hunting is allowed anyway. Mm-hmm. Just by showing up. You know, they might have to show up and register in the morning and claim their blind, or just go and occupy it by a given time in the morning. But it provides a really good public opportunity. There's lots of opportunity provided by these blinds. And if those folks don't show up, other folks can get in those blinds, either through a daily drawing or simply by occupying that blind if the blind builders aren't there by the specified time.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing is, When you get a site, let's say on the Plains River, and you could have a blind that is in full, just needs to be camouflaged a little bit of coloring on it or whatever. You could get from that to just a stake stuck in the mud, and you got to build it from scratch.
Yeah, that's right. Some of the locations have a full blind left over from the last folks, whether they didn't want to do the work to take it down, or whatever. Maybe they were hoping that they would get it again, you know, in another year.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they took that blind down and took it with them, whether it was a floating blind or whatever. There's certainly some areas of the state where folks kind of go out and scout ahead of time and look at the conditions at the location or the conditions of the blind, and that helps make their decision on which blinds they might take in the drawing if they're lucky enough to draw out.
Do I want to spend a lot of money or do I want to spend any money, you know?
That's right.
But, you know, and that's an important thing you said, that everyone we're talking with, you know, Randy Smith, the state wildlife biologist, and it's, you know, the thing about this is if you go out to the blind and it's a specific time before, you know, shooting, if nobody's in the blind and I'm not in my blind, well, whoever wants to go in can go in and use it. And I can't do anything. I can't harass the guy. I got to leave him alone. He's legally there, you know. So go back to the restaurant and have coffee again. you know, it's a cool thing to do. And as a matter of fact, one time we were late to a blind, getting out to a blind. My buddy, I beat by my horn and pounded on his door, and he didn't get out of bed yet. So I finally got him in the car. We're flying down, and we get everything. We get out there, and I was cutting it real close. And, well, we were there like 10 minutes late, and there was already a couple of guys in our blind. And we said, hey, no, we apologize. You guys, it's yours. Leave it. You know, it's our mistake. Have fun, guys. And they said, hey, come on in. It's okay. We got room.
Yeah. Yep, you hear stories about that all the time. That mm-hmm. if you end up late, I mean, there's certainly going to be times where the interaction is probably not that friendly as well.
No,
but you definitely hear stories about that all the time, and you know, mm-hmm. especially if you mention that you brought breakfast or some such thing, then it might help soften the folks up who are in it to let you stay and hunt together. And I imagine there's probably been some great friendships developed that way over the years.
Exactly. Now, to duck hunt in Illinois, what do you need legally in your possession, license-wise?
Sure. You mean in terms of license requirements?
Yeah, right.
Yep. So your base hunting license, and that can vary depending on your age, or, you know, whether or not, you know, military status and various other things. But in general,
You know, so for a typical adult, you would need your base hunting license. You need your state waterfowl stamp, and then also a federal waterfowl stamp. The state stamp is $15. The federal stamp is $25. And the base hunting license varies a little bit in price depending on, you know, which privileges you're getting and again, your age and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Youth hunters just need a youth license, and that's really it. Oh, you do also need HIP certification. That's the Hunter Information or Harvest Information Program, excuse me. That's a federal program that every state is required to participate in and helps determine our state and nationwide waterfowl and other migratory bird harvest metrics that go into all sorts of different population modeling and harvest modeling and things like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing.
And that's free. There's no charge for that HIP certification, but it is required.
Right. So if you've bought your license online, and, you know, in Illinois, this is from Chauncey. This isn't coming from Randy. Technically, you have to have all of this paper in your hand. A lot of conservation officers, if they're checking you and they see everything on your phone, they don't necessarily have to accept that. Many do, but I always tell people, have that paperwork in your hand until they change the law for us down in Springfield, but put it in a watertight bag. You don't want it to get wet.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you've got some money wrapped up in that license, you know, and also the federal stamp. I mean, it's still a physical sticky stamp. So yeah, you certainly don't want to lose that stuff and end up having to replace it partway through the season or forget it altogether or something along those lines.
No, exactly. Now, the duck hunting, especially in Illinois. Now I know they hunt ducks in Canada and the Dakotas. You hear all these great stories, but really, if you did a little bit of research on duck hunting in Illinois, there is history way into the 1800s of, you know, the besides the market shooters and stuff like that. But it's just, this is a very long historical thing that has been around. And the tools, the blinds, the decoys that you can find at shows could be 100 years old. Not everybody that I know has thrown out plastic ones, but you're not going to throw out a 100-year-old decoy. But this is such a historical thing for Illinois that a lot of people, and especially I want younger, if you duck hunt and you take your kid out, let your kid learn about the historical side of duck hunting in Illinois. Don't you think that'd be a great idea?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's really one of the neat aspects of the sport to me is the tradition. And, you know, the tools have changed a little bit. You know, you mentioned going from old wood decoys to, you know, mostly plastic decoys now. But the game itself hasn't really changed, you know, all that much, you know, with the exception of, you know, there's some modern technologies and conveniences and motorized decoys and, you know, better boats and motors and things like that. But, you know, in general, we're still taking a relatively small boat out on the same water that's been hunted for, you know, 100 years or more, hunting from a lot of the same locations that have been hunted for all that time, still throwing out, you know, some form of fake ducks, blowing on, you know, a little wood or plastic tube trying to imitate the sounds ducks and geese make to coerce them to come take a look at your fake ducks. And, you know, shotguns have certainly changed a bit over time, but they're not that different from what those same folks were using years and years ago. So the tradition of it is really cool to me. You know, I've got some decoys that I hunt over every day that I grew up hunting over. You know, some of them are plastic, some of them are foam and have been refurbished and repainted, you know, who knows how many times. But, you know, so I've hunted over those my entire career. My son has hunted over them his entire career. You know, that's our own little tradition. But you can certainly go and buy a 100-year-old decoy and hunt over it too if you want. You know, there's that aspect of the sport I really enjoy.
Well, I mean, starting July 18th,
the Mississippi River pool 21, 22, 24. Saturday, July 24th, it's a lot of those I mentioned, the chain, the Splains Conservation Area, Kankakee, Mazonia, Shabana, Sinisippi, Williams Powers. Then the 25th of July, we were into Marshall State Fish and Wildlife Area, Lake Dupuy, Clear Lake, Anderson Lake. I'm going to have all of these lakes on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook, all of the locations and stuff in the press release from the DNR. So you don't have to mark them down now. You can listen to the show over and over again, but you can just go to the Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and check out the whole press release for people to get out and get into this. And if you haven't duck hunted, find somebody who has and go along with them. You just may have found another great sport to have fun with. Don't you think, Randy?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of folks that maybe hunted for a lot of years and come along with us or whatever it might be. The social aspect of duck hunting is really kind of unique in my opinion, at least in the hunting world. You don't necessarily have to be quiet the whole time. You don't necessarily have to be still the whole time. You can have an awful lot of camaraderie and whatnot throughout the day, throughout the morning. You know, that you really can't do if you're deer hunting or really even upland hunting or dove hunting or whatever else it might be. There's just really a lot of opportunity for interaction and banter and whatnot. And that's kind of a unique aspect as well.
Okay. Well, Randy, I want to thank you for coming on the program this morning and talking to us about the duck blind drawing and duck hunting all over the state of Illinois. It's going to be a lot of fun, don't you think?
Absolutely. I can't wait for every season. I hope there's a bunch of other people out there excited as well.
And just remember the big rule in duck hunting. What's said in a duck blind stays in a duck blind. Randy, thanks so much for coming on.
Yep, no problem, Chauncey. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is on the road again, so mark your calendars for August 7th from 6 to 7 a.m. for our live remote indoors at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois at 31st and Wolf Road. We'll have a show packed with fun, prizes, special guests, and more. All at the live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs at 31st and Wolf Road, August 7th from 6 to 7 a.m. Don't miss this once-a-year extravaganza. Illinois Department of Public Health rules for face masks apply. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's bizbait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to visitsunsetcountry.com. That's visitsunsetcountry.com. Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Like a fool, what a fine day to take a stroll and wander fishing hole. I can't think.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I hope you have a good 4th of July weekend, but please, do it safely. Really, that's, I said it at the beginning of the show, and I'm saying it now, do it safely. Let's get our Aiden Fishing Report, because it's not a real long one, but it's still an Aiden Fishing Report. Papa, this report, by the way, is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where you can put your deposit down on a 2022 Lund or Low boat. Don't miss them. Be there right on there. Papa, we're on a boat for a few days, and I'm getting bass, bluegill, and those pretty yellow perch, but no jumbos yet. Lake Michigan has been bad, so no one went out of all my friends. They're hoping to get out tonight, meaning Saturday, today, or Sunday, when everything calms down out there. The inland lakes were very good. Roger and his dad told me the bass were popping plastic and golden roaches on circle hooks under a bobber, and it was a lot of fun. Bluegill were really good, but they didn't catch any big ones. Well, this is a short report because the weather is just getting perfect now to go out, but it's going to take a couple days to settle. We'll talk to you soon. We'll keep you up to date from your fishing magician, Aiden. Well, that's nice, Aiden. And now let's hear from Captain Tony somewhere out on Lake Michigan.
Hey, good morning, Chance. How are you?
I'm doing okay, buddy. I know we've had a couple of days of stealth winds out there.
Yeah, you know, it switched around to this morning. It's blowing out of northeast. It's pretty ugly. Pushed our coho somewhere. We're starting to see more lake trout in the mix here. We're out deeper now, 140 to 160, 150, 120. If you start seeing marks, fish that area.
Okay. So it's really, we're one. You said 120 to 140.
Well, let's say, you know, dumping it at 100, go out to 180 and come back till you start finding fish.
Okay. And
the easiest way.
And lake trout, you're doing spinning glows, which is a lure that you keep close to the bottom. And you want to keep, really, because you're fishing so low, you want something that flashes. So
yeah, you know, chrome dodgers, white dodgers are working.
Mm-hmm.
Stretch back a little bit, you know, 15 to 22 feet. Suspended off the bottom. Sometimes it's a little higher off the bottom.
Right.
If you got the old smoke dodgers with a green fly, that's always a good one to get down there.
Mm-hmm.
There are still some cohos around. We did have a couple this morning. But otherwise, it's called fishing for a reason.
It's called fishing. And, you know, people, you know, you always need, don't push it. And Tony, Captain Tony's one of the best ones for safety of the charter industry. You know, if it's going to be a rough day out there, pick another day, you know.
Right, right. You know, like we got out there, it's 1 to 3s. Then she got ugly on us. She went to 2 to 4s. Then she says, okay, it's time for you guys to go.
Mm-hmm.
There's the 6s and 7s.
Yep.
You know? And we ended up going in because one of the ladies didn't feel good.
Yeah. And, you know, today's Saturday, and then on Sunday here, you know, weather's supposed to be getting better in the afternoon, and then tomorrow it's supposed to be better. But just be careful out there. And once again, it's called fishing. Tony, if somebody wants to get a hold of you for a trip, what do they do?
I would call the office at area code 847-838-2037. You can visit me on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com. All my pricing is on the web, and plus tons of other info.
Okay, what are we all yelling, Diamond Ghost?
Hey, fish on, let's get them.
Let's go get them. Hey, Tony, that sounds good. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys, good fishing out there. Be safe out there in the big pond.
That was Diamond Ghost Charters, Captain Tony, everybody. Hey, just remember, with all the rain we have, there's a number of rivers in Illinois, Michigan, and Wisconsin that are closed to boating. Please be careful for recreational boaters going out there. Always call ahead. And I just really mean that. You know, we have 4th of July coming up. Be careful, please. Today and tomorrow, be careful. Oh, I can hear the flute playing, so it must be the end of the show. And I like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from the Arapaho Nation. All plants and creatures are our brothers and sisters. They talk to us, and if we listen, we can even hear them. All the plants and creatures are our brothers and sisters. They talk to us, and if we listen, we can even hear them. How very true. You know what? Please remember, we do not own the rain, the storm, the fish, the flooded fields, the high rivers, and everything else that's out there in the great outdoors. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.